It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
So yesterday morning, we were talking about the Monday night Broncos game and how awesome it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell of a game, right? They had their really nice hats on that
they
I really
did.
Liked.
They did
their
have
fun
the
hats.
Helmets. Hats. That
but the conversation led to the big drone show that they had out there before the game. And we were raving about it, how dang cool this is.
It's so cool.
That Denver is doing this every night for 40 nights.
Yeah.
And the conversation led to, I think I said something about, how do we get a hold of the person who's in charge of all that?
Yeah. We'd like to talk to them.
We would like to talk to them. And sure enough, somebody knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who reached out on Facebook. And then I got a hold of Mr. Tom Dolan, the owner of Bright Flight Drones. And we got him on the air this morning.
Okay.
Hey.
What's up, Tom? Good morning, bud.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, dude, thank you for joining us. Like I said, we have been raving about these shows. It is so unique, so fun, and
awesome.
You're the man behind all the drones, aren't you?
The drones are the stars. I just sit behind the computer.
Yeah,
yeah,
they are the stars, man.
I got
to ask you, like, how does this happen? How does one day you're just sitting around and you're like, man, I need to buy a buttload of drones and start putting on shows?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
That's a great question. I've always been into drones. It's just kind of been a hobbyist pilot for a long time. But we've had our eyes on drone shows for a while, and we always saw drone shows as the kind of the next best thing to fireworks. You know, I love fireworks. Don't get me wrong. But obviously, with some of the safety concerns in Colorado, there has to be the next generation of that, and it's drone shows. And we just kind of, waited a little bit, waited till we thought we had the right product, right drones, right technology to bring to the market. And knock on wood, so far, I mean, Colorado has embraced us so much, and we just have an absolute blast putting on these shows for the community.
It's so true. Like, I have not been able to go down and see them live yet, but I was watching them on the news, and just the local newscasters are sitting there mouth-breathing, just raving about how fun this is. So, like, for these drone shows that you're doing, the Mile High Holidays drone shows, how many drones are actually up in the air?
We have 400 drones every night.
Good God.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
How long do the batteries last? How long can you keep them up there?
Yeah, they range about 14 to 16 minutes, just kind of depending on animation. These shows, so we rotate around three different shows, and then we have a couple special shows like we did for the Broncos. We're doing one for the Avalanche and one for the Nuggets as well.
Yeah. That's our company, but we're owned by Kroenke, so we're excited for those.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking your language, okay.
Yeah. You're speaking our language. For sure.
Yeah. And, Tom, we just want to let you know you've kind of got a nickname from us. It's Double D. You're the drone dude. So that's what we're going to call you. But
Double D. I like it.
Your childhood growing up. So did you love Christmas? Were you like, I'm going to decorate everything? Or would you grow up like Grinch style? Is that why you do this? What was your childhood like with Christmas?
No, 100% decoration.
Yeah.
I mean, we absolutely love it. My parents are really into it. I'm really into it. My 7-year-old, I make him wait day after Thanksgiving. But day after Thanksgiving, we are decorating the house.
Yeah, so it runs in the family.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to be a pretty cool dad because you can kind of send these up whenever you want for your kids, right? Like your own personal
I always
drone.
Say my 7-year-old is the only 7-year-old that's bored of drone shows.
I bet they're like, Dad, not again.
Not
please
another
stop.
Drone show.
So how much does each one of these drones cost?
Retail would be around $1,400.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Times 400?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot in the air.
Dude. Pricey hobby.
Dude.
So is this your full-time job, Tom, or
this is full-time. We jumped into it. We're coming up on a year and a half now, and this is all we do.
That is
so cool. I got a question for you. So you're programming, 400 drones through these immaculate shows going on, and I understand that so much goes into that, but how do these things not run into each other? I mean, seriously, how do they not crash into each other?
Good question. It's all done sitting behind the computer before the show. We use this 3D animation programming where we build every single animation, and we make sure we have safety parameters in place that they stay 10 feet apart at any given point. And then we run it through, you know, so many tests, so many physics engines. And then once we feel comfortable with the animation, we give 400 drones one individual pass. And they run the course of the show. And we just know, because we put them through so many tests, that they're going to be able to run the show successfully and pull off the.
That's incredible.
What kind of approval do you have to get behind the scenes from, like, the FAA and stuff? I mean, you got to let them know way in advance?
Yes. So it all starts with getting a waiver, because technically you can only have one pilot per drone. And we obviously have one pilot per 400 drones. So we had to get a waiver through the FAA to do that. That took quite a long time. And then it's just, you know, we inform other aircraft in the area by putting out what's called a notice to airmen around the space. That way, if anybody's flying by, they know, okay, there's a drone show right here at this time up to 400 feet. So there's a lot that goes into the background, just to make sure that we're informing all other aircraft.
I bet. Cross those T's, dot those I's with all of that, I would imagine. So with this 40 nights that people can go watch the Mile High Holidays drone show, what kind of images are going to be up in the sky with these drones?
Sure. Yeah. Without giving away too much.
Yeah.
Very, very much leaning into the Denver landmarks.
Gotcha.
You know, think Big Blue Bear.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And being able to have 400 drones up in the air, we can do some really fun things with the animations and turn them into characters, if you will.
That's awesome.
Tom, I got to tell you, my son is really into drones right now.
Nice.
And when I told him that you were going to be on the show today, he got like crazy excited. He's like, oh,
that's cool.
There's a pretty funny story that happened a few weeks ago on the show when he got one of his first drones that he saved up for a couple $100, and we took it out to a field by the school, and he zipped it way up in the air, and the wind caught it and threw it on top of the middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
On his first maiden flight, and it took like a week to get a hold of the janitorial staff out there, and they made their way up to the roof and got his drone back. He was pretty ticked off.
So. That's funny. Hey, those little RC drones are tough to fly.
I tell you what, the wind just took it right away.
Yeah.
It's maiden voyage. You are married, it sounds like, right? Because you got a kiddo and...
I am, yep.
Oh, I was going to say, what an epic way to propose, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Did she get a drone show, Tom?
She always asks for it.
Okay.
I bet. That's
so good.
The best proposal.
The other thing I was thinking, like, how great to hire Tom, like, if you're part of an HOA, like, just send the drones over the house that needs paint and just have it spell out needs paint with a big arrow pointing down on
it. Oh,
you're missing an opportunity, Tom.
I really am.
Yeah.
You're missing
there
out.
There you guys for my marketing team.
Exactly. Lots of great ways you can utilize your drone.
Team up with the HOAs, buddy. So we do have a big ask for you. Since you say you can send it up there, you program the graphics, you can do whatever you want up in the sky with these 400 drones, how do we get a drone show that says Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, and then a Mix 100 logo?
Yeah.
How do we make that happen, dude?
Our name in lights.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's do it.
Really?
Let's touch base after the holiday season. We have like 70 shows in 30 days.
Okay.
But then let's get together. Let's make it happen.
We got to do it. We have to.
Dude.
That'll be cool.
Dude.
That'll be fun.
You should see the twinkle in all of our eyes right now.
We're all like
the biggest smiles. The biggest smiles on our faces right now.
I thought for sure you'd be like, oh, hell no.
I know. We were all ready for you to say no.
Get out your credit card because there's going to be $10,000. Dude, I'm going to hold you to that. I will call you after the holidays and we'll make something happen. And that'll be awesome.
This is so exciting.
So awesome.
That's so cool.
Tom, we just want to say you really are doing a great job with those drone shows, and the whole Mile High City can enjoy them every night through the holiday season starting at 7. You just look west, right? You can see them in the sky as long as you look west.
You can. Yeah. Hard to miss. Thank you so much, guys.
It was so nice meeting you and so nice talking to you. Tom, have a great day, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.